As a parting gift, they could part these.
Well, welcome to Unstated Truth. My name is Alex.
I'm Terrell, and I'm the vulgar one.
And I'm Elena.
The big head one.
Shy one.
15% black. What the f*** did you check the other day?
No, it's an eighth.
Yeah, you're an 8% black, and we're the real
an
black
eighth,
ones.
Not 18%. And see,
I feel like that's racial
further
proving
that she's stupid.
And she just wanted to join our group. The purpose of our podcast is to inform our generation on things that are currently going on in the world. And a topic that we would like to focus on today is self-growth.
I feel like y'all need a lot of self-growth.
You right.
Yeah, we do.
Everyone does.
We do. We feel like our generation is just so focused on so many different things that don't really matter in the world today.
Like how people quick to talk about celebrity instead of what actually matters, like Libya, right, Alex?
Or is who's having whose baby, who's who, what rapper is dating who. We feel like these things, I mean, we talk about it too as well, but that's not the basis of our conversations, totally. Our generation is just so focused on fashion or...
It's not even our generation, you can't say.
Just jump into the middle of it. We gotta give a background, so.
All right, but you can't say only our generation. There's ignorant people everywhere.
There is, but the thing is, a lot of people, they feel uncomfortable with having these conversations or they don't attempt to educate themselves.
And I completely understand that, but I'm saying you can't say it's only our generation. Because our generation learns from the previous one and the one before that and the one before that, so it's like.
Before we jump into the middle of this conversation,
our generation ain't learned popping Molly and doing bath salts from the previous generation. I'm just saying.
And the generation before that had crack.
But they didn't have lean. Well, they did have lean, but we like took that shit to a whole nother level.
Everything you're stating still does the same amount of damage, though.
You're right, but.
So what are you trying to say?
But you're saying that they learned it from the generation before.
All right, like, it let's didn't, just put it like that.
You can't categorize crack with Molly and lean. Like, all right,
well. It's a substance that they can easily get.
Can we just agree that our generation has a substance abuse problem?
And the one
it don't matter
that
if, it's,
did.
If it's crack, lean, Molly, Zans, perks. Well, basically what I'm trying to say is that our generation just sticks to drugs and follows what celebrities do. We just go with the trend, which is sad, and it shouldn't be that way.
So Ellen, she takes videos from social media of kids, young adults, whoever, just trying to reach like a level of where they're noticed. And she not only gives them that exposure, but she also helps them out. Like, I've seen her take a group of kids from a middle school, and she's given them money to go to college, guaranteed to go to college. So you can't tell me just because you're in that level of exposure and that fame and that status that you can't do anything to help anybody. You just don't want to because, again, you're selfish.
All right, but yeah, they're selfish, but also it's a level of greed because once you get so much money, you don't want to stop. So... you're just consumed by materialistic things in the world. So if you have a Ferrari, you want a Bugatti. If you have two houses, you want three houses. If you're flying private, you want your own jet, stuff like that. So people just want to do bigger and better things for themselves, and they don't always consider what's going on in other people's lives. In our age group, they didn't really talk about it as well. A lot of people don't know like slavery was happening in Libya, America as well. People being exploited for work or sex trafficking or other things of that nature.
What do you think, let's say like a celebrity like Beyonce talks about Libya, do you think that more people, like more of us would be talking about it?
Hell yeah, she got the whole beehive, yo. Like, you see how many like followers, like people like Beyonce have? You see like if people like Beyonce would speak, how much influence she would have on the country and just her fan base.
But that goes back to the point that I was saying. I know it would, but I'm just saying, like, why wouldn't she use it for that? Especially being a black woman with such a, like, a high level of fame and respect from people just because you're you. All right.
Like,
you think if she does, like, one little small thing, like, you think that would affect her status or her fame? No. So why wouldn't she do it? Whatever Beyonce does is praise, no matter what she does.
we can't.
She can kill somebody and they'll praise the way she did it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to bet her beehive will be right behind her all the way.
But I feel like we can't, let's not take her as an example.
Why not? She's one of the powerful black women that's famous right now.
But
so
we can't,
why not?
Like, signal her out because.
Because.
Look at Oprah. What has, like, Oprah really done?
And she's another one who doesn't do anything.
First of all, Oprah is a Republican. So that in of itself is an issue, is a problem. I understand she did vote for Obama, but before that, like, she was a Republican.
Maybe she just has, like, certain views, like she's against abortion or...
No, Oprah. For wow. Real.
No, but...
What has she done?
I don't...
What has she done for the black community?
I'm pretty sure she's done something.
She has done something.
Yeah, like, I remember I looked up one time, like, just because I feel like Beyonce is, like, a really strong personnel in the black community. What has she done is she just opened one charity. Like, you were talking about charities. One charity in Texas. One. Wow. One.
I do know that Oprah, she does, like, help people out a lot.
I've never heard of anything from her.
I mean, her whole show.
Yeah, she gave away cars and shit.
Oh my gosh.
You get a car.
People who attend her show.
Alright, but I feel like we're like kind of like deviating from our point. I feel like our point
is celebrities need to do more and expose more real things.
But yeah,
because at the end of the day, like, that's their profession, and if they become too political, then
it's not about being political. It's about taking when things happen. It's not like things happen all the time, but I'm talking about, like, even if it's a tweet, a post, something, you don't have to be like full on out. Like,
they, for the most part, they do, like, you'll get one tweet from them, but that's about it.
All right, well, here it is. Celebrities.
No, you can't say that. Not all of them.
No, but look. If
some of them actually use it for the good.
If we as a common people who are not celebrities, who are just the working class, if we are more aware of things that are going on in the world and we stand united, certain things in the world will not happen. Because if, like, say, all of us who are college students are aware of Libya or what Trump said about Haiti or Africa, whole countries, if we're all united together as a generation, as common folk, as a working class, and we make ourselves aware of certain things that are going on in the world, we won't have to depend on celebrities. You get what I'm saying?
I completely understand what you're saying, and it all starts with one person and being unified as, like, a whole, as a community. My only argument is that I feel like it'll be easier to be exposed to these things if we have people who have that big following.
That's
do
not
it
true,
for us.
We all have phones, so you could just look up.
If
what's
I
going
was
on.
To post a status on Facebook right now, it would probably reach 20 people.
All right, but that's 20 more people that know what's going on.
But I'm saying you need a bigger following than 20 people.
You got to start small. You got to start somewhere.
All it takes is one.
But if the working class is more aware of what's going on in the world, we'll have better solutions when it comes to certain things that are going on.
I feel like people get sidetracked too, based off of what the news outlets. No, based off of what the news outlets wants to expose.
That's it.
We were talking, when I go through my Snapchat stories, like, they're quick to talk about Kylie Jenner being pregnant, what this wore to the Grammys, what the other person wore, like.
But we're all old enough to know, all right, let me just go on CNN or let me just type something up on Google, see what's going on. We're not dumb, so we're not, like, trying to bash, like, celebrities, but we understand that they have families to feed. They're cognizant of their bottom line.
I feel like we would never understand unless we were in their shoes, because we could only talk so much unless we know. But
then you're totally contradicting yourself then.
I'm not contradicting myself. I'm just saying that would be the argument, but it's just,
we see it just from our perspective.
It's like, why don't you want to?
Oh, I was just saying because you contradicting yourself because you were like, oh, what has Oprah done? What has Beyonce done? That's why
I said. No, I mean, I get it, but I'm saying the counter argument would be like, we wouldn't know unless we're in their position. Shoes. And we wouldn't understand unless, like, we know what it's like to be seen all the time, 24/7. But I feel like you can do something, especially if you've been in that status for so long. I don't think you can get knocked down unless you, like, rape somebody or something. Like, murder somebody. I don't know. Like, you have somebody like Bill Cosby who was respected for so long, and then all of a sudden, like, these allegations came about.
That's totally different. I feel like that falls on racial lines.
It does.
If you're a different pigmentation.
You can't, if you're black, let's be real.
You can't really say that because I'm the athletic director of Michigan State. Like,
that's different.
Like, what's the Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Yeah, Charlie Sheen, who, like, drugged all these women at parties and stuff. And that was only talked about for...
Look at James Franco.
I mean, I could go, like, we can go on, but Art Briles, he still doesn't have a job.
But that's, like, that's not really celebrities.
Not true, but it's like, still, like, that, like, that's really prevalent, like, rape in culture sports, in sports. Like, I don't know why, but, like, it's extremely prevalent right now.
The whole Me Too movement is an eye awakening to see how so much things were happening behind closed doors, and it just to go unnoticed for so long is really sickening, to be honest. A lot of people don't.
Anyways, I'm just saying, I just feel like if you have that opportunity to expose something that will reach more people than we would by posting something, it could make a lot of a difference.
It does, but if you look at it, just like you said with the Me Too movement, it's just normal people that started the movement that got their voice heard, and it gained steam, and more people want their voices heard. So it starts, even if you just start small, and if it does gets bigger, then celebrities, they jump on the train as well, and then that's when you have this, like, really big movement, and that's how most things start. They all, well, for the most part, start small. In the social media age, you do have, like, some of those spikes, but for the most part, everything has to, like, really gain momentum before it gets going.
But that's why we're doing what we're doing. As young adults, we see that our generation is just so misguided on different topics, and we're taking onus on ourselves just to be more aware of certain things that are going on around us. And we should
start to be more open-minded about things and wanting to know more and wanting to, like, but challenging your mind a little bit. It's all about self-growth. Like, I feel like it's so hard to come across people in our generation nowadays that want to talk about what's really going on in the world.
And
for the most part, all they care, well, I can't say for the most part, but a good amount of them, they just care about having a good time and not worrying about either what's going on in their life. So how can they really worry about what's going on in other people's lives when all they care about is, like, being high, being drunk, partying,
getting lit,
like,
sniffing coke.
A lot of them, like, they
you do not know people who sniff coke.
I don't know people who sniff coke.
We in the same circle.
Who sniffs coke?
Yo. I'm not gonna go there.
We can't put no names out.
Alright, let's forget about people doing coke. We got people out here eating detergent, which makes no f***ing sense. So people eating detergent is funny, Yelena?
I find it very funny. Hilarious.
Why is it hilarious?
Because it's stupid. Why would you want to put something that you wash your clothes with in your mouth? Like, only people would do some like that.
That's very, like, racist for you to say.
Have you seen a black person put detergent in their mouth?
No, but that's just the age of, like, social media that we're in. Like,
people just do whatever they see other people doing.
If my mom catches me putting a detergent inside of my mouth, she will whoop my ass.
Like, I mean, you'll be dead.
Black
first.
Kids know that. No. I mean, there's people doing it and they're not dead, obviously. There was this article of this, this news article of this one boy who did it and he ended up in the hospital. And you thought it would stop after that, but obviously it didn't.
My thing is, all right, putting it in your mouth is one thing, but actually swallowing that. How stupid do you have to be to swallow detergent? Not, mind you, on the thing it says, like, do not, like, do not eat on it.
That's like growing up and you would hear of kids eating dirt.
I never heard of kids eating dirt.
I've never heard of that. I went to private school. I'd rather a kid eat dirt than detergent.
Like. I went to private school as well. Kids didn't eat dirt. It's probably just a New York thing.
I went to private school, man. I'm not going to tell y'all what they were doing.
Eating glue. You know how you would put the glue, the Elmer's glue in your hand, and you would roll it up to turn it into like a ball or whatever? Yeah. Don't tell me you never did that. No. Some people would eat it. Glue. Or like when I heard about people eating boogers when they were like 13. Dude, I thought that was okay if you're like under the age of 6. But at 13...
I went to a private school in the hood, and you had girls on the playground acting like poles with strip poles. Like, mind you, I'm in the first and second grade. Like, what's going on?
And how did they know about strip clubs at the first and second grade?
Yo.
Well, that's different, because when I used to play in the playground in my middle school, like, I would just swing on it, but, like, that's, like, an innocent mentality.
No, they was acting, like, straight up, like,
hook it.
Like,
that's what they're surrounded by. So, babies.
Basically, I mean, our peers, we just need to grow up. What we mean by self-growth is just being able, just being open-minded and being able to have difficult conversations.
Sorry.
We know a lot of people who cannot have difficult conversations, and that's one of the reasons why we started this podcast.
Because everybody just wants to talk about what's easy. Nobody wants to talk about what's real, I guess.
I mean, that's life in general. Most people, they want to take the easy way out, and they don't want to work for anything, but you can't grow as an individual if you're looking for the easy way out all the time.
But everybody always wants to make easy, like, everything easy. Easy money, easy conversation, easy relationships, easy, like, it's just...
It's the truth, though, like...
Like, you can't look at... Like, don't look at me like that. You know I'm speaking the truth. Like, if you were to... Exactly. If you were to have a conversation, you're in the setting to have a conversation with at least 5 people that we know who we work with, you can't, because
that's true.
They don't know. They're not knowledgeable of the things, and they don't want to be knowledgeable of the things because it's hard for them to comprehend what's going on.
You remember the time that we were having that conversation about racism?
and how racism don't exist. It doesn't exist, guys.
That's one of the parts, but it's so crazy.
Disney World exists.
All right. But we were having a conversation about racism, and then one of our managers walked in and was like, why are we talking about racism? Why can't we talk about Disneyland? And that just kind of rubbed us the wrong way, because it's so crazy how people can't have these kind of conversations and they want to talk about Disneyland.
Like, we get it if it makes you uncomfortable and you can't talk about it. But if you tell us that we shouldn't talk about it, then it's like, who are you really? And why, like, why would you make yourself, like, your uncomfort level affect ours? Like,
and in that same conversation, another person that we were talking to
said racism does not exist.
So,
relax.
You can't call. So,
relax.
When this person said that racism does not exist, I brought up Rodney King for an example to this person. So, the person told me that Rodney King was so long ago. So, I brought up Fernando Castillo, Trayvon Martin, Eric Gardner. Just a few examples that happened.
Sean Bell.
There's like so many other cases that have happened in these past few years. So when I brought these people up, she said, oh, I don't watch the news. So that right there just shows how, like, some people are just so
ignorant
and blind to what's going on in the world. I feel like people, a lot of people lack empathy for things that are going on in the world.
perfect example. Remember that time we were playing around and like you're talking to one? Well, we were talking and one of my managers asked about where I live.
Yeah.
You were joking around saying it's a bad place.
Yeah, how like and, Union is a bad place.
Yeah, how I told you how like I get profiled in my own town all the time, and then another manager, like when she went to the other manager, is like, oh, don't you care? Does this make you upset? He just like was so nonchalant about it.
Like, nah, it's like it's not me, so why should I care? Why should
he
care?
I feel like if people grew up privileged, they really don't care. Like, they don't want to know what's going on because they're used to that life of everything being easy and not having to be challenged because of your race or your ethnicity.
But that's one of the problems that we have. If we want to grow as a society and be better people, you have to have empathy for things that are going on around us. So in order to be better, in order to just be better people and expand in society and just progress, you have to have empathy for things that are going on and just be cognizant of issues that other people go through. Just because you don't go through it and you don't know somebody that goes through it doesn't mean you can't have empathy for them.
And you have to also like educate yourself on the issues that are going on, like keep aware and don't like make comments if you don't want to educate yourself or be knowledgeable of it. And also, it's important to be open-minded, like understand the other side to every situation.
I honestly don't see the problem in having an intellectual conversation. Like, what's the issue? Why can't you make yourself think and just educate yourself and just expand your knowledge and being able to think in different aspects? Just don't talk about, you know, celebrities or sports or music or just things of that nature. Just try to be more knowledgeable of things that are going on around us. Yeah.
The best example I have of this is this speech I remember. I had to do an essay about by Eli Weisel about indifference, the perils of indifference. Like, if you ever get the chance, like, you should check it out. But like, he was a guy that was in the Holocaust, and it showed before America joined the war, like they didn't care because it didn't affect them. So he showed, like, oh, just because it doesn't affect you, like, this is what's going on, and this is how it's affecting a bunch of other people. But it's a really good speech, and, like, I feel like everyone should read it at least once so they can see, like, that your thoughts do make a difference or your actions make a difference, even if you don't see it on a larger scale.
Another thing about being aware of what's going on in the world and just knowing about your past, as African Americans, we should be aware of what has happened in the past so we could stop it from repeating in the future.
This is a conversation I had like in a break room one day where I understand like most people, they don't like history, but like there's people that said that they don't pay attention to it, and like my whole kind of argument was just like, yo, history repeats itself if like you allow it to.
It does. Like, we have to like just be knowledgeable of things and don't let it happen again.
But to say that you don't pay attention to history as a black man, knowing what happened to us in this country, like,
let's be honest, like a lot of black men now are either focused on, you know, sports or trying to further their rap careers, to be honest.
But the thing is, even though like they give us just 1 month in this country, but still, like, you should try to educate yourself more on the subject, not like with everything that's going on today. So it shouldn't be I don't pay attention to history. You should try to educate yourself more so you don't end up in situations where like you end up dead or in jail over something stupid.
It's 1 month, but most, I feel like Black History Month takes a back seat to Valentine's Day. And when it comes to Black History Month, most people only think about Malcolm X or Martin Luther King, and they don't know about any other black leaders that we've had in America, in American history.
I was having a conversation about this, and they were saying, oh, how they don't like Valentine's Day because when they scroll down their Instagram, they see pictures of like couples and being lovey-dovey and blah, blah. When you think about it, that is so fake. Like, if you have to take one day out of the whole year, 364 days of the year you don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and then one day pops up and you all of a sudden boot up with somebody, like, how does that that doesn't make any sense to me. And I've seen it like so many times, and you want to praise this love. And then we have this whole month where we should be focusing on Black history, but you want to more focus on your boyfriend buying you the biggest teddy bear or taking you out on like a $150 date that y'all can't even afford. Like, how the f*** does that make sense? Like, please tell me, like, you telling me you can't show your man no other love like any other day, but yet we got a whole month, 1 month for Black people, and you focused on a day.
I feel like love, that's a whole other topic we could focus on. Like,
I mean, it is, but what I'm saying,
people don't even know what love is.
What I'm saying is, like, I hate how over-socialized this holiday is for the wrong reasons, and how it's put into this like important month for us Black people. And a lot of people don't even want to think about Black History Month because all they're focused on is Valentine's Day. Like, that is so fake to me. I don't know. I'll never understand it.
When it comes to love, I feel like the first step is to love yourself. And that's one of the major steps in self-growth. If you don't love yourself, you can't love other people or love other people genuinely. In my opinion, personally, you guys may have different opinions, but that's in my opinion. Another thing, just be positive in life. Stay away from like negative vibes. There's good vibes all the time. I just appreciate the little things in life. A lot of people just take for granted just waking up in the morning, because everybody doesn't get the opportunity to wake up in the morning and just see every single day, which is sad.
Like, I don't think people realize how like grateful you should be for being able to see, for being able to speak, being able to like hear. Like, there's a lot of people in this world who can't do that.
Just have a notice me mindset, which is so
notice
stupid.
Notice me wearing this Gucci belt and this MCM bag with this Louis boots and all that other shit. And then when you die,
we can't afford.
You out here
like flexing on Instagram.
Flexing. Like, you can afford everything and then still asking for a dollar. You need to reevaluate your whole life. Because, no, for real, like, you had that person in high school who's like, oh, dressed in everything, designer or whatever, whether they got it in Chinatown or what. But still, like, still asking for a dollar, asking for food. What's your whole life about?
But without that self-love, that's all they have, is to look for that approval and to look for like the acknowledgement from other people, when you shouldn't need to look for that, where you should just strive to do better things and then get that approval and acknowledgement from your accomplishments, not what you wear.
Better things such as giving back to your community and just trying to make your where you came from a better place. A lot of people don't want to give back. They're just so focused on themselves and just doing things for themselves and their families. It's all right to do things for your families as well, as for your families too, but at the end of the day, there's other people who are less fortunate than all of us, and we have to start giving back.
I feel that's where the Black community really struggles, because you have all these other communities like the Jewish community or the white community where they support each other and they support what they're doing.
Asian community,
yeah,
as well.
Especially like the Asian community, like that's why like they have Asian markets and stuff. You don't hear about you have African markets, but
they're so small.
Yeah, they're so small. Like,
few in between, yeah, too.
And even just like Black-owned businesses, like
we don't have any of those.
We have a few, but we don't support each other. We'd rather go and get that Michael Kors bag instead of supporting someone that's trying to better themselves and make something for the community.
That's one of the issues we have as a community, as a Black community. We don't save money, we don't put money away for a positive thing. If we have money, we spend it on stupid shit. So, I mean, for this month, we plan on talking about Black History Month and how, as African Americans, we could progress in society and just start building on what we have instead of just spending our money on stupid shit and not doing things to better ourselves, so we can stop complaining about, oh, white people this, white people that. But if we don't progress ourselves as a society, how can we expect white people to do things for us if we don't do anything for ourselves?
If you're offended by this.
You're offended by this.
Hold on.
Like, we're not trying like to offend people. We're just trying to help.
Educate these.
We just saw the opportunity just to have a real conversation. Well, conversations, because we plan on having more. more episodes. Our focus is not offending people. Our focus is mainly to enlighten us on what's going on around us.
We're just trying to bring positive energy to the world.
Good vibes.
I don't think not everybody's going to perceive it as that way, but just like, no, we're only trying to make you guys more knowledgeable of the things that are going on. We're not trying to shoot anybody down. Yeah, like that's not our purpose. Like, we just want to spread awareness and let you know of the things that you are probably uncomfortable to talk about.
And just be open-minded to have these conversations. But if you are offended, I mean, don't listen. We don't care.
We really don't.
We're not doing this for views or, I mean, listens, likes.
I feel like we're actually just doing this for our own personal development as well. Like, we want to, like, talk about these things. I mean, we do talk about these things regardless whether we were doing the podcast or not, but we just want to share it with the world, I guess.
I mean, if we reach the, hopefully we reach the world, but
I don't see why not.
But we got a few things in store.
Fuck y'all.
In store. And besides this podcast, we have a nonprofit that we're gonna start pretty soon.
Really soon. Where we wanna help. Well, we were talking about bettering our community, so instead of preaching it, we're gonna practice what we preach, and we're just gonna start our own nonprofit where we're gonna be helping within our community first, our local community.
We're gonna obviously start small because we're just, you know, three young adults. We don't have that much money, but hopefully as the years progress.
Struggling young adults, you forgot to mention that.
Yeah, financially struggling.
Struggling.
Young adults, but hopefully as the years progress, we gain more notoriety and we get bigger in our nonprofit. We still don't have a name. When we have a name, we'll get back to you guys, but hopefully you guys tune in the next time, which will be hopefully next week, and we're gonna have a, you know, Black History Month special.
And this whole month, stay tuned.
So for you keep white people who are gonna get offended by yo, let me stop. But yeah, hopefully you guys tune in next time.
If you uncomfortable,
you
should keep listening.
And hopefully
keep listening, right? Gain some knowledge.
If you don't like,
ain't
what
nobody
saying,
trying to talk about Disneyland all the time.
Keep listening. If we sound boring, keep listening. If you trying to get lit, keep listening. If I'm talking some bull,
I think his whole point is just to keep listening.
Yeah, support us, you know.
I mean, if you don't support us, we don't give a fuck.
Like, yeah,
keep listening.
True.
Like, we don't care. Like, we're going to keep doing this regardless because somebody out there going to listen to it. So
if we reach that one person,
keep
fine.
Listening.
20 or 10,000, we don't care.
Keep like, listening.
We're going to keep sharing our message. Shut the
As young people, we
keep listening.
The three of us, we don't really give a people have to say about it. So, yeah.
Keep listening.
And with that, we're gone. See you next week.